We've talked a lot this year about what would constitute a quote-unquote successful season for the Kings. So does a successful season hang in the balance tomorrow night? Drive Guys with you. The Kings, of course, were sensational against the Warriors. And the TV ratings for that game were also great. That was the – and is this a thing, Kyle? And if it's not a thing, fine. It was the second highest ratings for a play-in tournament game ever. 2021 Warriors-Lakers on ESPN drew 5.62 million. And then Warriors-Kings Tuesday, 4.05 million. That's the second highest TV ratings ever for a play-in tournament game. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Okay.
It's new. It's fresh. It's relatively new. But it is a thing. I mean, you're comparing it to other play-in games. Like, yeah, it's not a regular season game, not a playoff game. Mm-hmm. You're comparing it to what it is, a play-in game. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other game that night, the Pelicans and the Lakers, 3.91 million. So that is the third highest rated play-in game ever. So I know a lot of people are wondering, oh boy, the NBA doesn't want the Warriors and the Lakers in the first round, do they? Because then you get one knocked out. But boy, the Warriors were going to get knocked out at some point, weren't they?
Oh yeah, the Warriors were. Yeah, they weren't going anywhere. They were, you know, even if they made it 4-0 sweep by the Denver Nuggets, like the Warriors weren't getting through. And the Lakers owned them anyway. Mm-hmm. Like if they would have matched up with the Lakers in a play-in, come on, man, the Warriors are done.
I said before the season started, if the Kings get to the playoffs, it's a successful season. Now, it's not just, you know, black and white. That's not to say that either you're a successful season or you're a complete failure. You know, I'm not saying that. But I still think that for them to have what everyone could agree, boom, yes, successful season, I think they got to win tomorrow and get into the playoffs. If they do more than that, great. But to me, that would be, yep, successful season.
I agree. And remember, I started off the season saying, no, they got to make it to the second round. But like I said earlier, you're allowed to change your expectations of this team once new information comes in. I didn't know how great the Western Conference was going to be. I didn't know about the injury situation. I didn't know guys would take a step back in terms of their efficiency. And given everything that's happened this season, I think making the playoffs would be a successful season. Ideally, I'd like them to be competitive. Like if you get smacked up 4-0, that's kind of leaving a bad taste in my mouth. But getting there, especially having to beat the Warriors and then having to beat a Pelicans team that's beat you five times, that's an accomplishment, I think.
It's really interesting to me that, obviously the Kings have to get through the game tomorrow to get into the playoffs. But if they do, it's not just you guys, but when we had Jerry on yesterday, you know, Jerry Reynolds, former Kings coach, he said, boy, the Pelicans are going to be tough. But he said, but if they get past the Pelicans, he likes the matchup in the next round, which is incredible.
Are we disrespecting OKC now? Yeah,
we're
a little bit.
We're talking 8-1, right? We're going,
we like that matchup, right? Bring them on. No, I do think we match up so much better against Oklahoma City.
They're not
City.
A typical one seed.
Right, they're not the youngest one seed ever, first of all. Some say the weakest one seed ever. And when you look at what we do with Domantas Sabonis, and I know he didn't play as great last game we saw them, but he can have his way with Chet Holmgren on the inside, just his physicality, his size.
See, Domas would never say it, but I think he's got a little of that, hey, they drafted me and they traded me when he plays them.
Oh, you think so?
I think I've seen a little bit of that.
I mean, nobody talks about it a whole lot. People forget. He was his rookie year there at OKC
and they traded him. Orlando drafted him, but they were his first team.
Exactly, and he was part of that Paul George trade that brought Paul George to OKC. And so maybe, just maybe, that's a little motivation. I wouldn't be surprised. But you got to get through this tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. You got to, I would love for them to win tomorrow, and then we could really dive into this OKC. Because here's the thing. It's not just Domas versus Chet and OKC. How about De'Aaron Fox, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? If I'm De'Aaron Fox, maybe I have a little chip on my shoulder. Oh, Shai's getting all the love.
Yeah.
Shai's getting the MVP. He's the Kentucky guards everybody's talking about. What about me? And so I think that would bring out the best in De'Aaron Fox as well. And so, and let's not forget, hopefully our boy Malik Monk would come back towards the back end of that series too. Mm-hmm. And so, man, there's so much at stake tomorrow in terms of how we feel about the season, the possibility of a deep run. And think about this. And I know I'm putting the cart way before the horse.
That's all right. That's what we're doing.
But you somehow get past OKC, then you got Clippers Dallas. I don't know.
I know.
That's
I love
crazy
it.
Talk. So you just never know, man. You just
as far as playing the one game, one and done, as opposed to if you win, you're in a best of seven. Reminds me of something my dad told me years ago. My dad's uncle was the pitching coach for the A's. 1972, the A's. They had to play the Tigers, and it was a best of five for the league championship. And then if you won that, you go to the World Series, which they did. But I remember him telling me that Uncle Bill said, you know, it's almost this best of five. It's tight, man. It's almost like a relief if you get through that. It's almost a relief getting to the World Series where it's best of seven, a little more breathing room. So to your point, if you get through this just by virtue of
right.
we're done with two –
right.
One and if you lose your go home games and we get a seven game series. You can almost breathe
right,
a little
you
bit.
You can breathe a little bit. Every game isn't, you know, do or die or anything like that. You're right. You know, the best of five, man, it was always so hard. And, you know, all you got to do is steal one of those in OKC if you get there. You know,
You're right. I just can't believe we're talking about it.
We're talking about it.
You're 100% right.
Because the Kings are favored tomorrow. You and Jay already got them, you know, going to OKC. And so why not talk about that? Because let's remember, too, we won't have a show before game one. You know what I mean? Like, we won't be able to break it down in between the Pelicans game and the OKC game. So we got to combine them, you know, talk about it now while we can.
I love it. It just surprises me that that's where we are. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We'll get back to the phones when we come back. I'm wondering, where are you now with this whole successful season deal? And the Kings won the possession battle Tuesday, winning it again tomorrow. Why it'll be a lot tougher. We'll get back to the phones when we come right back. Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports. Yeah. It's interesting to see here on the chat, YouTube chat, on the text line, people expressing their kind of mixed feelings about tomorrow. For example, Beau Messian says, I don't know, man, I'm still not going to overlook the Pelicans, but I believe our team can pull it off in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I know. Compio says it's obvious Draper didn't like being called Carmichael Draper.
Am I switching up today?
Family Slagle says, would you, Kim? Would you like that?
That's an insult, huh? I take that as an insult. That's not a compliment, right? Not coming from these guys. So.
Well, you were just reeling us back into the,
the
realm of reality yesterday.
Yeah, being a realist, being pragmatic about the thing. Yes, I'm optimistic. Yeah. Yes, I think we'll win. But you guys, like I said, we just last segment already talking about the Clippers-Dallas series, you know, that we're going to face if we
get you. That was you.
We're already looking at it. I know that was
me.
I know. I know it's at stake here, though. I know the possibility is there. And, you know, I just got word. Somebody texted me. Mark Jones is on the call for games one and two in OKC if we make it there. Your boy needs to be. I'm just saying, I need to be there. I need to be there. Playoff game, playoff atmosphere. There's a reason why they call me Big Game Drapes. You know, and so
who
usually
you that you
no, I made that. I came up with my own nickname, Big Game Drapes. But yeah, so Mark will be on the call for games one and two if we advance that far.
I really appreciate this, the Soulshine Band. And by the way, thank you. You know, we know why the 30 for 30 never made it air, but thanks for explaining that. But he says, and he's not the only one doing this. Soulshine Band says, hit the like button. Less than half the people watching have hit the like button. Show the love, everyone. It's not necessary, but thank you. I appreciate somebody. Compio, I think, does that sometimes. Appreciate somebody, you know, having our back.
Right. People are just, it's like.
That's fine.
It's like being at the zoo, you know, being voyeurs out there. Y'all watching, but y'all not, you know, 70 people. I see the same comments from 10, Soul Shy Band, Compio, and Family Schlegel, and our guy, Manny Too Legit. Like, it's the same 7-8 people. I want to hear from the people out there, man.
Yeah, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We welcome back Mitch. Mitch is back with us on Sacktown Sports. How are you today, Mitch?
Good, Whitey. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. What can we do for you today?
Hey, it was close. They got to win tomorrow. We get a break. Well, they say it's better be lucky than good that Zion is going to be out.
Right.
He could be some player to stay healthy, man. LeBron wanted no part of him. He tried, but he was like manhandling LeBron. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could be the next LeBron. But you got to say that Keegan and Keon, they're going to be stars, and they're going to be good. So we got good starting lineups. Both these teams, Oklahoma, what do you think? The West is so deep. You could probably, you don't, I don't know how long your show is, but it's a deep conference, and it's going to be that for quite a while. We're going to be good for years.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate that.
All right, Mitch, good to hear from you.
Today is a throwback Thursday, right? Or at least, you know, it used to be a throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
I was wondering about this today. I think Domas could be considered a throwback.
Yeah.
How about Keon? Now, he's a great, or very good, at least, three-point shooter. You know, and then if you're talking about throwbacks, it was a time when they didn't have the three-point shot. But
brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Horton's new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
As far as, you know, big, rangy, two guard, he plays defense. Is he a little bit of a throwback? You're not going there with me?
I'm not. There's nothing against you. It's not just because you're saying.
I just asked the question.
I actually think he's more today than.
Because he's a 3-and-D guy.
Yeah, 3-and-D guy.
New,
yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what I think. You know, it's, you know, and when I think of two guards, I think of Mitch.
Yeah.
I think of Jordan. You know, like that's the old school two guards. That's there's a reason why they're called the scoring guards.
Yeah.
Like they were the ones that got buckets back in the day. Nowadays, it's the point guard that's usually the top scorer on the team or the three or four man on the team.
What do you think of the notion that Mitch mentioned? And I've been wondering about this myself. I'm not saying superstar. Do you think that Keon has the potential to be a star player? He's not going to be a big offensive player.
When you say star, I don't like to throw those words around lightly. We've had this conversation before, and Jay remembers this. And this is a little bit different than what you're saying. But we asked earlier, is De'Aaron Fox a superstar? Like, I consider Fox a star.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying, like, when you
and
say,
I'm asking, I asked,
you're
I
asking me if can Keon Ellis be a star? I think he'll be a very, very, very good starter in this league.
That probably is likely. I think given what we've seen from him offensively since the All-Star break, I think there's that chance. I mean, I was looking at some outrageous numbers on his step-back jumper since the All-Star break. It's like, it's incredible. And we've seen him have some big offensive games. I think what you say is more than likely, which would be great for the Kings, of a guy that was an afterthought is like, a rotational piece, that's great. But I think from what I've seen this year, I think there is that chance. I think it could be more than that.
Let me ask you then. Like,
I'm not predicting it, but I think it's great that it's on the radar.
I'm trying to see what the definition of a star because your definition might be, is C.J. McCollum a star?
Yes.
So Keon could be C.J. McCollum.
A lower, not C.J. McCollum. A star player to me is a guy who's, you know, he could average 15 or more a game on a really good team and be a
KCP
very good
a star? No, I don't see.
A star, to me, my definition of a star is lower than yours.
Right, I think so. To me, you know, I think so.
There was a time when there was a superstar was like, Willie Mays, that's it. You know?
Right, right.
And now everybody's a superstar.
Yeah, see, but I don't subscribe to that everybody's a superstar narrative out there. Like, to me, a star means all-star, I think, Jay. Like, when I think of a star player, I think of it's a guy that could be an all-star.
An all-star, that means they're all-stars.
Yeah,
so you have to be a star.
And there's different levels of all-stars.
Sure.
There's the all-star stars, and then there's the superstar all-stars.
Where do you think Keegan's ceiling is, if we're being...
All-star. All-star.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about superstar. I need to see some more for a superstar, because here's the thing about the superstar. You are the reason the team goes. You are the top dude on the team.
But that implies that a team can't have more than one superstar. And we know that teams do have more than one superstar. Right?
I guess. But now you're talking about, let's say, Phoenix, for instance. Like, Devin Booker's a superstar. Can Keegan achieve Devin Booker status? Devin Booker was a superstar before Kevin Durant got there. Steph Curry was a superstar before Kevin Durant got there. I think those guys were already established stars. How many superstars are homegrown come up together? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Is Jaylen Brown a superstar now? That's the thing. I don't know if I put Jaylen Brown in the superstar category.
How many superstar? I guess to start, and we don't have to name them, but give or take, how many superstars are in the league? 10?
10 to 15,
yeah,
I'd say.
I'm about right there, too.
10 to 15.
I think most of the All-Stars are typically superstars without looking at the last year's roster.
Sure.
So like, I think I would go higher than you guys, I think.
Yeah, see, so like.
So what you're saying, 20? You think there's 25 superstars?
Because
that's two
like
teams.
That.
20 to 25?
Breaking it down, yeah, I would say that.
Wow.
That's a lot of
superstars. Yeah, that's a lot of superstars.
That's a lot of superstars. See, like, to me, superstars move the needle. Like, to me, superstars, when you come into Detroit in the middle of December, fans are packed out to see this guy. There's jerseys in the stands.
I understand.
Like, for instance, a guy like Paolo Banchero, I don't consider him a superstar, but he was an all-star.
Well, I said most. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
And I wasn't looking at the roster.
I agree. I think
he has a chance to become that.
I think he has the chance. Is Shea a superstar now?
I think so.
I think he's there.
I think so. Anthony Edwards,
especially
a superstar?
If he wins the MVP.
Yes. Anthony Edwards is a superstar.
Yes. MVP.
I'm with you.
Yeah, he's there.
Mm-hmm. And I base it off to, you know, sort of my son. And I know, you know, it's like, to me, they're all great players. But if my son is super excited to go to a game and, like, Anthony Edwards is his favorite player, he walks in the house. Shai Gilgeous, you know, it's like, it's different levels to the superstardom. Joel Embiid's a superstar. Giannis, Tatum's a superstar, but I would not put Jaylen Brown in that superstar category. It's tough, man.
It's to each perception, right? It's to each person's perception. I would say, and kind of piggyback on that, Drapes, is I think superstars cross over, not just on the floor.
Yes.
You know, and that becomes whatever you want to call it. Like, I'm kind of like you, Drapes. I always know when someone has kind of made it, when my mom is asking me about them.
Yeah.
You know, like, my mom is 60 years old, and she's like, hey, son, what's going on with Anthony Edwards? You know, that's kind of the same thing. But I think you have to do more than just be on the floor as a good ball player for me to be a superstar.
That's true. In my opinion, it's 100% true. But I think there are ways for a player to become more known outside of just the basketball world without necessarily becoming a great basketball player.
Well,
agreed.
Let me ask you this, because I got the all-stars right in front of me. Really quickly here, just a yes or no. Paolo Banchero, superstar.
Not yet.
No.
Devin Booker.
Yes.
Yes.
Scottie Barnes.
No.
Not yet. Maybe, but not yet.
We know Steph. Jaylen Brown.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh, you giving him, all right, so that's two.
But I mean, I understand where you guys are. I'm not like, what are you talking about?
Is Jalen Brunson a superstar?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Not.
Tyrese Maxey was an all-star. Is he a superstar?
No.
Paul George?
No.
Yeah.
He might
he's
be.
He's on the bottom of the.
See, but the
he's
shoe
on the
game
bottom
too.
Of the top.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to include his shoe game.
And
in
the podcast and stuff.
Yeah,
stuff.
Podcast.
And, well, you know what? And all these youngsters are now like considering him their best player ever.
Right, almost, right,
you
know? Right.
So, yeah, you might
so
be
I'm
right. Yeah, you're
that.
Right. You're right.
And I'm just throwing the guys that are
I love Paul George
sort of
too.
Like borderline. Julius Randle. No.
No.
Karl Anthony Towns.
No.
Yeah.
You think so?
I do.
You think Kat's a superstar? Is Trae Young a superstar?
Oof.
I would say Trae is
I'd
probably
yes.
a before Karl
yeah,
Anthony.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, so we just had like four or five guys. I didn't go through everybody, all of them. I just ran through four or five guys that aren't superstars that are star level. Like Jalen Brunson is on his way. He's a star to me. Mm-hmm. I don't consider him a superstar. So when we talk
he keeps
about
doing what he's doing in New York for a while.
Yo, he'll be a superstar.
Yeah. Is Anthony Davis a superstar? And let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. If Anthony Davis did not play for the Lakers, would he be a superstar?
No, no.
But
that's the thing.
So
but
he
get the Lakers gives him that. Yep.
Yeah.
Clutch
take
Sports, LeBron, all that stuff tied. Yeah, he is.
Conversation continues. Also, we'll look again at how tough it's going to be for the Kings to win that possession battle when we come right back. Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports.
It was a beat.
What is a superstar? What is a star? So what we're talking about here is we're getting ready for tomorrow night, the Kings and the Pelicans. I believe I started the conversation by asking whether Keon Ellis has a chance to be a star.
Yeah.
And Drape said, probably not. And I said, I'd hate to, you know, say that he couldn't. He probably won't be. But I think some of the offense he's shown lately, I think he has a chance the way he plays defense. But be that as it may, we then started talking about, well, how many superstars are there? Who are the superstars, true superstars, which varies because everyone's definition of a true superstar you know, is so different.
It's different.
Yeah. Compio says three or four superstars in today's league.
Really?
No way.
Compio says that, but then RC360 says going through to 30 teams, I think there might be 20 to 20 superstars.
I think
in
Compio
a league.
Thinks there's still like, you know, 12 teams or something.
Right, right. Eight teams, right? You know, back in the 60s when the Celtics were winning all those championships.
Three? He said three or four? Is that
That's what he said at first, but then he came back with Curry.
He
LeBron,
got five now.
Jokic, Embiid, Giannis. He said, yeah, five
Luka.
Superstars.
So Durant's not a superstar?
KD?
Come on, man. It's just different the way guys move, man. I'm telling you. Like, go on the road and you go into a building, and this is where I think De'Aaron Fox is trending. He's getting there. When you start seeing kids that don't even live in your town with your jersey on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could go at the NBA's top 20 jersey sales and look at superstars. You know, where's De'Aaron Fox on that list? You know, where's Shea at?
This is why.
Is LaMelo a superstar?
No, but I would love to say
he's getting Charlotte.
Yeah, he's an all-star.
When he ends up going to the
LA?
Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Be,
yeah. Exactly.
This is why, because of the things we're talking about, in my opinion, and he's underrated, I don't think Domas will ever widely be considered a superstar.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm
100% taking shots at him.
And it has nothing to do with
people don't even
his
notice
numbers.
Him.
Right. Yeah. It's like, first of all, he's probably the most disrespected all-star in the league right now. Second of all, his style of play will not lead to any top tens on SportsCenter or anything like that. Third of all, he has no desire to be out there like that shooting commercials and everything. He's hanging with the family in Napa and everything like that. And so, yes, it's different. It's different.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Let's talk to Mickey on Sacktown Sports. Hello, Mickey.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good. Thank
what's
you
up?
For hanging on. What's up?
What's up? What's up? So real quick, man, I feel extremely good about the game tomorrow. I mean, I'm walking around downtown today. I got the little old lady walking out the store. She's rocking the shirt, and she's got her cup. Like, you could tell people feel good, and the spirit is in the city. And another thing I wanted to touch down on, man, is I can't remember. How long has it been since Monk has been out now?
About 3 weeks now, right?
About 3 weeks.
Yes.
So So you guys thinking that round one is a good...
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Horton's new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Chance for him to come back?
I would say, and I don't have any inside info, I'm just, in my guess, late round one. I'm thinking like, so here's the schedule, if they make it.
I think it's
Sunday,
like 3 weeks tomorrow.
Wednesday, exactly. Is it 3 weeks tomorrow, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, what's tomorrow? Friday. Yeah, 3 weeks tomorrow. Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday is the schedule. So the games are situated, spread out, 2 days off. So I think game four is most likely, from just my, you know, guessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would be surprised if it was early this week or anything like that. Because he hasn't started running yet. He hasn't started doing anything.
Yeah, he's going to be fired up, man. We know if we win this game tomorrow, Monk is going to do whatever he can to make sure he's in that round one series. Mm-hmm. And one other thing, I feel like Alex Lynn, believe it or not, he's going to play a part in tomorrow's victory somehow against Valanciunas. I don't know what it is. It's a bonus in his matchup. I almost feel like he almost knows he has the better chance in that matchup. But I feel like Alex Lynn, his big body and his length, I don't know, but just pay attention to that. Just pay attention to that, and I appreciate y'all. Have a blessed day.
You got it, Mickey. Thank you. Thanks again for checking in. Yeah, my understanding was that they established when they were going to reevaluate Malik. Now that they could always change that, but I thought that took us more into the second round. But I have to go back and
it was 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay,
it was 4 weeks. I think the reevaluation and the timeline was 4 to 6. So 4 weeks. Would be right at
next,
you know,
week.
Two games will have passed, mm-hmm, going into that third game. And so that's why I think it's that following week, if at all.
And it all depends on things that we're not privy to.
Yes, exactly.
How much is the damage exactly? How's he feeling, right?
Yes. Let me ask you guys quick before we get back to the phone lines.
Yes.
Because I got the jersey sales list. This is from January. We were talking about stars versus all-stars. I just want to run down.
Right?
Superstars.
Yeah.
Stars versus superstars. Steph Curry.
Yes.
Tatum.
Yes.
LeBron.
Yes.
Wembanyama.
Yes.
So we're not even talking basketball-wise with Wemby. It's the other stuff.
Yeah, he's just a star, superstar.
Superstar. I'm mm-hmm with you. I 100%
he's got all country behind
yeah
him.
Yeah, he's the hottest thing out. Giannis.
Yes. Yep.
Luka. And
yes,
I'm going down the list.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Devin Booker is the seventh most popular jersey.
I say yes. I know some people in chat
disagree.
I'd say
yes.
How is Devin Booker not a superstar?
I'm with you. Devin Booker's Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Guess who was the ninth most popular jersey? This was back in January, the first half of the season.
Vazenkov.
Tyrese Maxey.
Wow.
Mm. Does that make him a superstar?
To me, he's just not yet, but he's really close.
Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ja Morant.
Yes. Yes.
Embiid.
Yes. Yes.
LaMelo.
Not yet. No. And I love LaMelo. Not yet, though.
Jokic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guess who the 15th most popular jersey was? De'Aaron Fox.
Really?
Ooh.
That surprises me.
Me too.
Yes. More so than Brunson.
That surprises me.
Brown, Jaylen Brown, Paolo. This is back in January. I don't know where it is right now. But we also got to remember, look at De'Aaron Fox's start to this season. Mm-hmm. Remember, first month and a half, 2 months, he was averaging close to 30 points per game, Jay. He was that dude the first month. And then it kind of dipped down in late December and January. And so I would like to see the updated numbers when it comes to this jersey.
I know we touched on this already, but today he was joking about something about Keegan winning the dunk championship of the year. And he said, De'Aaron said something along the lines of, he can have it. I turned my ankle 3 games into the season, so he can have it. I'll bet you he's alluding to what, you know, we all know he got hurt. We all know he wasn't the same.
Right.
And we thought maybe it's his shoulder. I bet it was something with his ankle or lower body that he's never really been reported.
Yeah.
We may never find out, but it's crystal clear he's been playing through something for much of this year.
Much of this year. Physically. And the fact that he's been, you know, so effective, you know.
And they need him. It's like, you got to, 80% of you is still, we still need you.
You know what's so crazy? Sorry, guys. I'm on a tan. I'm going down a rabbit hole. I'm looking at the NBA's most popular jerseys back in January of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, Giannis, Curry, Tatum. So that really has – James Harden was up there.
Oh, yeah. He's a superstar.
Kawhi.
Superstar.
Anthony Davis, we talked about. Kyrie Irving, superstar.
Yeah, he is.
See, that's why Dallas has two superstars.
Yeah, they do. But they came together. It's hard to homegrown. But how about this? Number 11, and this is back in 2020, Ben Simmons. Do you believe that?
Man.
Ben. Number 14, Kemba Walker.
What?
Where these guys, you know, it's like,
he was so good until one day he wasn't.
He just wasn't, right? He just wasn't.
What about this, fellas? And this is the one thing for me when it comes to De'Aaron.
You said that was like pandemic?
2020.
2020. Yeah, that was
January 2020, you said,
January,
right?
So it was right before the pandemic. Yep.
Man, I thought the last year for De'Aaron, and I'm just saying calendar year, you know, up until about January this year, you know, where Drapes, you're talking about that jersey sale. But I thought, like, De'Aaron took a huge leap. I thought he became a lot more popular than he was prior, you know, the clutch player of the year. Mm-hmm. I think the all-star situation, I think, you know, all being around here is very popular, that he got married and he had a child, who we just saw a cameo, of course, on TNT. I thought some other things kind of helped and adjusted. Clutch Sports, Steph Curry, you know, Under Armour. I thought last year he took a huge leap into the point of, you know, and of course it came with the Kings' success too, but I thought stardom for him took a huge leap to where he's now kind of
he's knocking on that door.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they were the story of the year in the NBA last
year.
Yeah. And
they were.
He was the face of that.
Yes.
And if he hadn't injured his finger, who knows? I mean, if they'd beaten the Warriors, that would have been
he would have been.
And he would have gotten most of the credit
for that. Of the faces of
the
league. And I will say, being on the road with these guys, and there are a lot of Fox 5 jerseys out there. There are a lot. I mean, the kids that show up in De'Aaron Fox jersey. So he is definitely, in my opinion, knocking on that door. I think he needs a little more postseason success. That's why getting into the playoffs, getting on that big stage again, maybe a knockdown, drag-out 7-game series against Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Can you imagine those two going ahead? Shea's one of the golden childs of the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. And if Fox can dethrone him, that would be a huge step for him.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Yes, sir.
I was going to say, before you break, you know what it reminds me of, fellas, and think about this. Donovan Mitchell going back and forth. Jamal Murray having postseason success.
Yeah.
Like, you have two or three of these guys, you know, to have postseason success, and all of a sudden Donovan Mitchell's got tennis shoes. He, you know, he's put up 50 and 60 in the playoffs, 50, I should say. He went crazy for 4 games in a row. Like, it definitely matters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We'll tell you about the Pelican player that Greg Popovich raves about when we come right back. Drive Guys, Sack Down Small. I'm so excited about the game tomorrow. I feel like today is Friday. I had to remind myself, no, Because tomorrow feels
like...
Yeah,
we still got it. We got one more sleep.
Yeah. Really looking forward to that. And I was just trying to remind myself to take the Pelicans seriously because you yesterday were reeling Jay and I in a little bit. So I just checked out a video of Pelicans eating things and... I mean, they're not to
they're
be
tough,
trifled
huh?
with.
Right? Yeah, they're imposing.
They'll try to
you
eat
know?
Anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like Zion, you know.
Oh, that's messed
what?
Up. That's,
you said that. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Before we get back to the phones, I mentioned a Pelican that Greg Popovich raves about.
Yes.
I hadn't heard this before. Maybe you've heard of this. You know, Herb Jones.
Oh,
is an incredible defensive player.
Yes.
And here's what Greg Popovich said. He says, avoid him like the plague. He says, I'm serious. I told my guys, if he's there, pass it to someone else.
Really? Dang. Dang. And you know, he was teammates with our boy Keon Ellis at Alabama.
Wow.
You know, they
How
they,
did anyone yeah. ever score on
I
that?
Know, right? And man. Herb Jones is that guy, though. He is, and you talk, we have Antonio Daniels on from time to time, and he always says, Herb Jones, the best on-ball defender in the league. I would not be surprised if he's first team all day.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Horton's new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Defense, Herb Jones. He's that good. He's and he has the reputation around the league. You heard what Pop said. He's scary, man. He's long. He's athletic. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a scary defender out there.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Steve on Sacktown Sports. Steve, thanks for hanging. You're on with Kyle Draper.
Yes.
Whitey Gleason, what's up?
Yes. Listen, thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Look, I know you're talking about Domas, and I wanted to just say this. I believe he could definitely be a superstar if he would just increase his mid-range and his three-point shot percentage, because he's got all the other components already. So if he increased that, and he could do that over the summer, and then he'd definitely be the Robin to Fox and Batman.
All right, thank you, Steve. Steve calling from the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right, apparently. I know. Like, you got to roll your windows up or something when you do that. You know what's interesting as we talk about Domas and superstardom? There was a point, Jay and Whitey, and we talked about Carl Anthony Towns. Carl Anthony Towns was on the way to superstardom. I don't think he's a superstar now, though. What happened there? Like, you know, when you look at Domas...
Injuries.
Injuries, huh?
Injuries and a lack of postseason success. And I believe, just full disclosure, I think I said I did put him in.
You had him in
camp,
the superstar?
Yeah.
I think, you know, and when we look at, you know, Steve's talking about if Domas knocks down the mid-range, I don't think Domas' path to superstardom has anything to do with numbers.
That's it.
Like, yeah. For him, it has nothing to do with numbers. Postseason success, yes, but it's all the other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
His game is, like, Karl-Anthony Towns is a 7-footer that won the 3-point competition. That's sort of a novelty as well. And so, and Karl-Anthony Towns says some things that goes viral, you know, make headlines. And Domas doesn't. He plays it closer to the vest. And so he doesn't make waves at all. And so I don't know if Domas can reach it. That level.
Yeah, I think I think we all agree. We're just saying that's not what it's about for Domas becoming a superstar. It's about things that, as Jay pointed out a minute ago here while we were playing commercials, there are things that Domas probably doesn't care about.
Right, right. I don't think
that have nothing to do with the play on the court.
Like, think about it. We talk about Domas. We talk more about him missing the All-Star team than he does. Now, think about it. We know he was an All-Star snub. If he made a big deal out of it, that would help him in his case for being a superstar, because then they're talking about him the next day on ESPN, on First Take, and all like this. Did you guys hear what Domantas Sabonis? And then he becomes more of a household name. But that stuff is not important to him.
Ashley joins us here at Sacktown Sports. Ashley, you're on with the Drive Guys. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
So I just want to say, going through King's Twitter and all that, I've been seeing a lot of stuff about how, and it's a good point, but about how even with Zion not having played, we got blown out last time by the Pelicans when he didn't play. But I think one thing that a lot of people are forgetting and missing is, just like the Kings, the Pelicans ran it back pretty much the same roster, just like the Kings did. And last year, Zion missed a lot of games, or three games, I believe, against the Kings. And we went 2-1 against those Pelicans without Zion. And yeah, we lost one, and it was a blowout this year. But going into this, I don't think that we're going to lose, because it's hard to lose to a team 6 times in one season, or just 6 times straight for that matter. But besides that, like I said, we're 2-1 last season against Zion with Pelicans. So I just want to remind Kings fans of that and give a little bit of perspective and a little bit of hope.
Thank you, Ashley. I will just say this. It's hard to beat a team 6 times in 1 year because you don't play them that often.
Yeah, you don't play them.
The teams don't play that often.
I did, and I didn't open up this email because I don't have access, but this will be something we talk about on the pregame show tomorrow. Our guy Dave Bernstein at NBC Sports California asked Sports Radar, it's our research department, the Kings are 0-5 against the Pelicans this season. Has a team ever gone 0-6 in any given season against another opponent? Sport Radar says a team has gone 0-6 against an opponent in a season quite a few times. I couldn't open the link because I don't have access. I need to get my password reset or whatever. But that's interesting that it has happened.
Yeah,
you know,
it goes back. Because back a ways, though, right? I found yesterday someone posted that 83-84, the Lakers beat the Kansas City Kings 8 times.
Really?
Yeah.
8 times.
Including playoffs. Yeah.
That's back when you played them more often, like fewer teams. Like, I don't think in the modern last 20 years, 30 years, I don't think it's happened. But, you know, prior to expansion in 88, you know, I would imagine you'd play teams five or six times in a regular season even. Yeah.
I mean, you go, well, if we're talking league history, there was a time when they had, what, eight?
Eight teams.
You had to play.
You had to, right.
A lot. Yeah. JR on Sacktown Sports. Hello, JR. How are you?
What's up, Jump Guy?
Hey. What's up now?
I understand you met Mr. Draper, huh?
I did. He looked great in that blue blazer coat there, brother.
Good seeing you, man. I almost had security on you, bro. You accosted me. I was like, who is this Yahoo?
So my brother, anyway, they're like, dude, I go, hold on. Drapes is coming right at us. I'm going to stand right here on the end of the court. And then you walk by and I kind of grabbed your elbow like, oh, and you're like, hey.
I was worried there. I was like, who is this guy?
I said, hey, Eagles, Niners talk, what? Bury the hatchet. Kings won. We're all good, brother. And he said, yep, we sure are. And he gave me a nice little handshake, little drape, little Drape. That's where they got it from, right? Drape. When you no, that's dap. But we should call it the drape. Kind of lean in and do the elbow. Hey, real quick on a couple of things. First of all, how nice it was to beat the Warriors. I'm sure if you had a spouse who was a Warriors fan, you had to sit there and watch it with her. It would have been hard, but that's okay. Tell her to be quiet. But hey, real quick, Coach Brown. Coach Brown, in the beginning of that game, he had Fox on Draymond for a second. Mm-hmm. Of course, he put Keegan on Curry, and then they switched. Hey, here's the thing: he has nothing to lose, so it's like that the team that you know you should most be fearful of is the team that has nothing to lose. And Coach Brown is genius at this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to go into this game going, yeah, we're 0-6, blah, blah, blah. He's going to pull up all these different things. And as long as Ellis plays like he did, Keegan gets hot like he did, they have so many different options that throw the Pelicans in a loop. Mm. Okay? And the Pelicans, let's be honest, that's the worst mascot in the league. What the hell is that thing? All right. See ya, boys.
All right, now.
Yeah, there's your buddy, your best friend.
Oh, he's cool. We're, you know.
I've known him a long time. He's a long-time listener.
Yeah, and we're cool now. You know, we saw
Until
each other in person.
Season.
Right. He's going to talk his trash again, but I'll be ready. My squad will be ready, too. So
the one thing that scares me the most about the Pelicans is next with the Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports. Don't go away.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.